Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Courtney Thomas with your latest local news. School is back and so too is flu season, with over 9,000 influenza cases already confirmed in Queensland, while the Mackay Hospital and Health Service has reported more than 300 lab-confirmed cases so far this year. AMA Queensland President Dr. Maria Bolton says classrooms are the perfect environment for spreading illnesses, so it's important to be proactive.
Sometimes people wonder when is the right time to have a flu vaccine. The fact is that we're already seeing spikes in influenza in Queensland, so the sooner the better. And that'll protect you through the winter seasons.
And immense pressure in the real estate market continues to push up property prices right across our state. Propertology's head of research, Simon Presley, says there are multiple factors underpinning buyer confidence at the time when listing volumes are low.
Australia's got its strongest labour market in more than 50 years, with record low unemployment rate. Wages are rising at the fastest rate in now 25 years. I think the public have sort of become conditioned to accept the interest rates are where they are.
According to CoreLogic, the change in regional Queensland dwelling values 3 months to March was 2.8%. Just updating some local sport news now, and celebrations continue for the Mackay Cutters after the under-19 girls took home the trophy in the weekend's grand final following an upset 18-16 win over the Brisbane Tigers. Here's captain Mercedes Lawson post-game.
Honestly, East gave it to us and I'm so proud of their work because it just gave us that fight a bit harder, and that's the games we like to play, the games that we have to grind through and how we love it. So yeah, I'm really excited for the girls.
Meantime, in the BMD Premiership, Mackay dominated against the Western Clydesdales, claiming a 34-6 victory. And in the Host Plus Cup, the boys beat Toowoomba by a whopping 38 points.